Blessed are you when people insult you, or persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Be glad because your reward will be great in heaven. Matthew 5 verses 11 to 12 NIV Saddleback at Home. Dear Saddleback family, how do you respond to insults and ridicule? I can speak from experience when I say it's not easy to respond in a godly way. I have been on the receiving end of more insults than I can count, so I can also say I have a lot of practice. But nobody likes being insulted. We all dislike being disapproved of. It's human nature to avoid these feelings. In Nehemiah's story, we realize that these tactics that we're seeing today aren't new. Through Nehemiah's story, we actually get a look at how to handle these things in a beneficial and godly manner. Friend, it's obvious in today's culture that we are increasingly becoming ruder, more strident, more impolite, more polarized and divided, harsher, and more disrespectful. We don't need louder voices, we need godlier voices. We need godlier responses. I'm praying that as you put God's opinion of your life first, you would be blessed beyond measure. Now, an important update for our weekend services. Beginning this weekend at all Saddleback campuses in California, masks will be optional for those who are vaccinated. Anybody is welcome to continue wearing masks for their safety. I am so proud of you and our entire church family for all the sacrifices you've made in the past year. The hardest part is over. I can't wait to see you this weekend. Be an encourager. Do you have a friend that you feel like a better person when you're around them? We all need a friend like that. And what the world needs right now is to be encouraged. In today's devotional, Pastor Katie Edwards discusses the importance of being intentional with those God puts in our path, so we can be encouragers in His name. Guys Night Out, with Pastor Rick. Pastor Rick Warren will be leading a men's gathering alongside guest speaker Ryan Leek, an executive coach, podcaster, and author of Chasing Failure and Unoffendable. Join us on Thursday, July 1st, from 6:30-8:30 p.m. in Central Park at our Lake Forest campus. Register now. Take a quick break this week to listen to King of Kings from our worship experience. We hope it encourages you. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Saddleback's High School Ministry, HSM, not only prepares the next generation of the church to lead someday, but it equips them to lead now. As graduation season comes to a close and recent HSM graduates move on to the next phase of their lives, many are reflecting on how they have grown and the ways HSM has prepared them for what's next. For three of those graduates, looking back at their spiritual growth has led them to the realization that they are not only the future of the church, they are the church of today. To read the rest of the story, click here. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day, has been a tradition in the United States for more than 150 years. This holiday's roots are found in Texas, where enslaved African Americans in the city of Galveston were finally informed of their freedom on June 19, 1865, about 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, on January 1, 1863. Share these images on your social media channels to spread awareness about Juneteenth and celebrate with your followers. We are better together. Learn about all the ways you can stay connected to your church family through small groups, class, the Saddleback Companion app, and more. Click here to get started. Our support programs and ministries offer hope, help, and healing to guide you through life's challenging times and connect you with others who share a similar journey. Learn more. One of the ways we express our gratitude to God is by giving our tithes and offerings. Your giving is currently helping us provide food for thousands of out-of-work families, as well as other resources to show them the hope they have in Jesus. Would you consider giving today? You can give your tithe or give to a specific fund online. Give today.